Welcome to episode number 20.
It's time for Road Trekking, the podcast. Traveling North America in a small motor home. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle. And sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendlin and his network of road trekking reporters.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a show that celebrates the RV lifestyle. Whether you have a small RV like the Road Trek Jennifer and I travel in, or a big Class A motorhome, a fifth wheel, a pop-up, a Class C, heck, even if you dry camp out of your car or your tent and are just thinking about getting an RV, this show is for you. We talk about getting out there, enjoying God's creation, meeting interesting people, finding great campsites, exploring the countryside, as well as sharing tips on keeping our RVs running right and using the right gear and technology to enhance our camping and RV experience. That's what Road Trekking, the podcast, is all about, the RV lifestyle. And this episode of Road Trekking, the RV podcast, is brought to you by Van City RV, where they only sell Class B motorhomes, Camping World and the Good Sam Club, good friends, good fun, great savings, and Verizon Wireless, the nation's largest and most reliable 4G LTE networks. Hey, we are delighted to be with you. Man, we have so much in this program for you. It just keeps getting busier and busier and more voices. We're going to have a ball today. We're going to talk about a lot of reader questions and feedbacks. We're going to do an extended session on that. Going to take you to the deep woods of northern Michigan's Upper Peninsula in the middle of January and talk around a campfire with a group of winter campers up there who were braving temperatures that were down around zero, and all around them was snow as deep as 30 inches on the ground. And we had a ball. We just got back from that. That's where Jennifer and I were all this weekend with a group of 25 other folks who were out there, and we got a great little interview section on that. We're going to have an interesting off-the-beaten-path report. And by the way, if you have one of those reports, phone it in. We get you a free road trekking hat if we use it on the podcast. We've got a great one along the Appalachian Trail that I think you're going to enjoy today. And we have a fine interview with a cool couple that we met not long ago, Jason and Kristen Snow. They are bloggers and travelers, and they have they're very young folks. They're in their, I think, early 30s, and they're working from the road and traveling for a year and having a ball. We'll let you meet them. It's part of a series we're going to try and do over the next several weeks as we answer questions and introduce you to some of the other people who are doing what Jennifer and I and our road trekking reporters are doing, which is traveling North America in a small motorhome, or some of them in a big motorhome, but we're going off trying to see what's happening out there. There's a lot of people doing that, and I want you to meet some of them. So we have Jason and Kristen Snow this weekend. Next weekend, we're going to meet, next week, we will meet in the podcast episode 21, we'll meet Greg Gerber from probably the dean of RV reporters in our country, who is now pretty much full-timing in an RV, and we'll talk with Greg. He is from RV Daily Report, which you'll meet him next week, and we've got more coming up all along for the next several weeks. So we have a lot of stuff to do. Now, the first thing I want you to know is that if you have a question or a comment, here's how you leave it.
Want to be part of the podcast? Ask a question. Leave a comment.
Look on the right side of Mike's RoadTrekking.com blog and click the send voicemail button. We welcome listener voices and love your questions.
So be sure and do that, because we're going to spend some time right now in the program answering a bunch of those questions.
Questions.
You've got them. Mike and his network of road trekking reporters have the answers.
Here's one of our listener RV questions of the week.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. It's Maureen Tweedley from Richmond, BC. I'm so glad you had a successful meet on the UP in the snow. It looked like a lot of fun, and everybody was really enjoying themselves. My question is, since you've had your E-Trek and an inductive stove and now have switched back to propane for your cooking, I'm wondering what the differences are. What are your personal experiences? I think that's probably good to have both, but I'd just like to hear it from you. Thanks.
Well, thanks, Maureen. Well, you're right. Jennifer and I are traveling around in a brand new motorhome for us, a 2015 Road Trek CS Adventurous XL. And we traded in the 2-year-old Road Trek E-Trek that we have been, that we put about 65,000 miles on in the last 2 years. We traded that in December and picked up this new CS. Now, the difference is the E-Trek, which was the very first of what now Road Trek calls E-Treknology, which uses solar and a special engine generator for extended off-the-grid camping, just became a huge hit for Road Trek. And the E-Trek was the very first one. In fact, the model we had was the very first one that rolled off the production line. And it had a Webasto heater, which is a very effective little, it runs off of the diesel engine. It's powered by diesel, and it heats the water, and it provides forced air heat, real good heat, real powerful heater. We camped in that thing down to 21 below zero last year up in Minnesota. The one we have now, oh, and it also has an inductive, it's an all electric, there's no propane on the E-Trek. The one we have now is the CS Adventurous XL. It does have propane, and instead of the inductive all-electric stove that the E-Trek used, the CS Adventurous that we're now in has propane. So we've kind of come back to propane. We had propane in our very first motorhome, which was a 2006 model, and now we've got it in our brand new 2015. What's the difference? Well, I prefer, and I think Jennifer does too, the ability to cook over natural gas, propane or natural gas. It just really, I just think it provides an easier cooking surface. So we like that. And the heater that we have in the CS is the ELDE system, which is sort of a radiant heat system that is heated water or glycol, also in the lines. And it heats the floor. It has heated floors, nice heater in the bathroom, which is very nice when you get up in the middle of the night and it's cold out there. The heater on the ELDE versus the Webasto, it's a little too early. We used the ELDE in our camping up north where it got down to below zero on one of the nights last weekend. And we also supplemented that with a small little ceramic heater that we plugged into the electric outlet on the in the coach, and that kept us warm. So the difference, you know, it's kind of a preference thing. A lot of people don't like having propane, and you can talk with your dealer if you want to order one without it. I don't have a problem with propane at all, and I like it for heat. It gives me the ability to heat ours with propane. It gives us, and we can also use electric heat as well with the ELDE system that we have. So I think the big difference for us is cooking. And we have a two-burner gas stove that we like. On the E-Trek, it was a two-burner inductive stove, all electric. The gas stove, I just think it's easier to cook with gas, with propane. So that is that's the answer. I hope that answered your question, Maureen. We've got another question that kind of had to do with winter camping, but it was actually from Abbott, who passed along this comment based on one of our earlier recommendations. Here's Abbott.
Hey, Mike. I wanted to thank you for an idea you gave me. You mentioned go out and get some Reflectix. This insulation looks like bubble wrap wrapped in tinfoil, and use it for insulation. Well, I am using an RV in New England, New Hampshire, right now, and I bought that Reflectix and put it in the windows, and believe it or not, it's warm enough in here to live in it. We're treating it like an extra suite. So the Reflectix was a great idea, and I want to thank you for that.
I love that habit, a Reflectix using your RV as an extra suite. Very cool. Well, you know, we had a number of people who were up camping with us up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan for this winter camp out that we did. And I would say most of them had Reflectix. You can get Reflectix at any of the big home improvement stores, Lowe's or Home Depot. It's very easy to cut, and then you can put it, what they all did is they put it on the inside of their windows. And it worked terrific. One couple we met from Atlanta, they never get the cold that we had up in the UP unless they go up there like in January. But most of the time it's heat that they're fighting. And so they had Reflectix, and they use it to in their front windshield. instead of those big cumbersome things that you can buy at camping stores, you know, those that you fold up and you put it, the sun shield in the front, they just got some Reflectix, cut it to fit the windshield, and then they put it along the windshield in the summertime, and it keeps the heat out. And of course, it keeps the heat in the wintertime. So Reflectix, you can get it in any lengths. It's very inexpensive. And as Abbott says, and as we saw this weekend up in the UP, it is very effective. If you do any cold weather camping, just use that. And it does a great job of blocking out the lights. I'll tell you where somebody else likes it. Because a lot of people boondock when they're going from point A to B, and they'll stay like in a Walmart parking lot. And that's great. Walmart is terrific. Most Walmarts will let you spend the night there. Some don't because of community regulations and city zoning requirements, but most do. And it's great to stay there because it's free. The problem is those parking lots have a lot of lights. And if you have that Reflectix, you just slap that up on the inside of your window, and it blocks off that light, and you can get a nice quiet night with dark inside your RV. So very good on the Reflectix. Okay, let's like I said, we're doing an extended version of those questions. Let's take this one from Paul.
Hey, Mike. This is Paul Sebastian. I live over in New York, and I'm retiring in approximately 3.5 years. 3 years, 5 months, and 4 days to be exact. And me and my girlfriend are planning on doing a lot of traveling after retirement with an RV. We're looking to purchase a used RV, probably Class C, and looking for some advice on buying a used one, where to go, what to look for, if there's any way to look at ratings on RVs, like a buyer's guide. Any advice you can give me and Trish, that would be excellent. Thanks a lot, and really enjoy your podcast. You're really whetting our appetites.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. And it is pretty exciting. 3 years and you're counting for your retirement. You know, do it now. You can always use it on weekends and in vacation times. And then, of course, you'll be ready to go when it's time to retirement. So don't put it off. If you can get one, do it. So you're asking a question that we get asked a lot. Where do you find good used RVs? And if there was a simple answer, people wouldn't have to answer the question. The problem is that RVs are widely available, used RVs, everywhere. It depends on what kind you're going to get. Class A's, the great big ones, you can find those everywhere. Same with a lot of Class C's. Class B's, not so much. They're hard to find because they have such a strong residual value. They're snapped up sometimes before they even go on the market. Now, I know on our one of our sponsors, Van City RV, they're advertising a used one this week. You'll hear that in a couple minutes that they have in stock. So that's for Class B. But you said you were looking for a Class C. So I've got some suggestions for you. And this is good for anybody who is looking for any kind of a used RV. There's a number of outfits out there that specialize in selling them and listing them online. The biggest is probably, and I'll tell you what, save you writing this all down. When you get home or you get to a computer, just go to the show notes for this episode, and that will be at roadtrekking.com/20. Roadtrekking.com/20. Here are several places that you can find lists of used RVs for sale around the country. RVTrader.com. It's all one word. That's probably one of the biggest ones. They have all sorts of them. You can shop there. Same with an outfit called RVClassified.com. It's kind of like a classified ad sections for used recreation vehicles. RVT.com is another site. RVT, like Recreation Vehicle Times, but only RVT.com. They sell and list many of them. And I'll tell you, for a Class C, where I would go and check. Have you traveled around and if you've seen those Cruise America rental units? They're all Class C's. Cruise America, they're particularly, if you go out west to national parks, you'll see them everywhere. Well, they sell those off and you can get a pretty good buy. They're very well maintained because they're in their rental fleet, but then they sell them after a year or so of use. So I would go to cruiseamerica.com/buy. cruiseamerica.com/buy. Again, I will have links to these things on the show notes at roadtrekking.com/20, and you can find all of those. So there's four sections there. And then, of course, your local dealer. Almost all dealers take them in on trade, and you can find them. So you can do a quick check. You do some research, you know, find the model that you like, and then just Google that, and you can look and see. There are forums where you can ask other users for their recommendation. We have a forum at roadtrekking.com, and just click on forum, and you can join that. And of course, also from Facebook and many other places. So you've got some research to do, but those are four websites that I think will help you find. You'll get a quick look at what's available. eBay also lists RVs, as does Craigslist. You can find them right there in your own neighborhood. But those are four national sites that I gave you besides eBay and Craigslist. So hope that helps. All right, one more bit of listener feedback and a question. Let's hear from Lane.
Hey, guys, I just found y'all's podcast, and I've been really enjoying it. One question I have, I would love to know, what is some of your favorite music that about RVing and being on the road? Maybe y'all could cover that in an upcoming podcast. Great job again on the podcast, guys.
All right. I like that. Lane is asking a cool question. What kind of music do you listen to when you're driving? Well, a couple of things. First, I would urge you to start listening to podcasts. If you're an RVer, there are so many great podcasts. I think this is one of them. I hope you think so too. But we're going to be listing here on the podcast every week now for the next few weeks. I'm going to feature interviews with other RV podcasters out there, so you can listen to them as well, and you'll be able to pick them up as well. But specifically towards music, when I got your voice message, Lane, I put that up on our Road Trekking Facebook group, and I said, listener of the podcast, ask for favorite road songs so he can compile a traveling music playlist. So I threw that open to everybody. I said, list your favorite songs here. I'll gather them all up, put them together in a long list. And here's, for me, this my favorite one starts off every time, Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream. You know, it was a beautiful day. The sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving. Well, that's my favorite RV traveling music. But I ask a bunch of you, and here are some of the songs that you suggested. Let's go to Barb Jones says, On the Road Again, Willie Nelson. Daydream Believer by the Monkees. Robert Dawson Jr., Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf. Kara India, Life is a Highway, Tom Cochran. Melody Tucker says, The Eagles, Take It Easy. And she says, actually, any of their songs. Peter Lilly, Anya. John Gorell, Truckin' by the Grateful Dead. Let's see. Janice Storr, Llewellyn, says, Drive by Alan Jackson. And I'd Rather Ride Around With You by Reba. Richard Hogg, On the Road Again. Let's see, A Country Road by John Denver. That's Sandy Driver's favorite traveling song. Kenny Wright, Rockin' Into the Night by 38 Special. Paul Curtis likes Warren Zevon's Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Another Grateful Dead song, Franklin Tower by the Grateful Dead. Roll Away the Dew, that was Jay Boyd's suggestion. So I'll tell you what, there, it goes on and on and on. I've got a whole bunch of them. I'm not going to spend all my time going through them, but there are many of them, and I have a link that is up there, and you can kind of listen to that just go to roadtrekking.com/20 and look under the suggestion there, and I'll put a link to all of the ones that came out. Here's one that somebody said, I wonder if anybody knows, can you recognize this song? Hear that? Okay, this is somebody suggested traveling. This is Jason Wicklund's. This is Dead Man Fall. And the song, can you figure it out? It's called Bang. Bang what? Bang Your Drum. All right, enough of that. I'll put that back in the background. So we had a lot of fun with it. Some of them actually put links to music up on them. And then there's this one for you road trekkers out there. I'll give you just a little slice of this one. It's called Three Little Windows. And Road Trek has three little windows up at the top. Check this out.
I've roamed this land from the Rio Grande to the tall redwood trees to the shining seas. Seen the pink sunrise in the Carolina skies. I left my tracks in the Arizona sand. I've seen the sights from the northern lights to the green mountainside to the rolling tide. Seen the eagles fly in the Wyoming sky, seen the thunder clouds rolling by. There's not much that I haven't seen, coast to coast and all that's in between. But I still get a kick whenever I see those three little windows heading toward me.
There you go. Three little windows. That's for all those people who drive road treks. And the Road Trek International chapter of the Family Motor Coach Association likes to share that. They revealed that at a rally a few years ago. And many of the road trekkers have that. You can find a link to that on our show notes page, which is roadtrekking.com/20 for this one. So hopefully you'll all enjoy that. That's pretty. That's all of our music. Hey, sponsoring this part of the Road Trekking RV podcast is Van City RV, serving RV shoppers from the center of the country in St. Louis, Missouri. Van City RV is one of America's top dealers, specializing only in Class B motorhomes from the three major small motorhome manufacturers. They are in stock, on display, and Van City RV loves to deal. They only sell Class B RVs. The owner, Ray Dwyer, is the dean of Class B sales. Nobody knows small motorhomes better than Ray and his crew. They not only stock new models, they have a large inventory of used Class Bs as well. And they have a great fly and drive program. You can shop from anywhere in the country, then fly in. They'll pay your way in. Choose Van City RV for your RV. They'll pay your flight in. They'll take you to the dealership, walk you through your new purchase, and you can then drive your new unit home. I have been to Van City RV. I've met Ray and Danny and the crew. They're one of the top service centers in the country. They've worked on my motorhome, and I can personally attest to their skill and their expertise. Here is Danny with this week's special.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, this week's special, we got a 2006 Road Trek 210 Versatile with only 51,000 miles for $49,995. We also got our show coming up January 29th to February 1st. We just got word we're going to have the Road Trek Zion demo here. They're bringing it in town so everybody can see it. You can check it out at vancityrv.com or give us a call at 1-800-467-3905.
News. Mike's got news. RV news. Travel news. Tips and trends about the small motorhome lifestyle. Here's the Road Trekking News of the Week.
Well, the RV industry is all abuzz. This is shaping up 2015 to be the very best year they have had since 2006 during the Great Recession. It is amazing. Wholesale recreation vehicle shipments are hitting record levels now. In fact, in October, it was the highest level for that month in 38 years. According to the Recreation Vehicle Industry Association, the industry shipped 32,000 units to dealers in, that would be in October. That's up 11%. Strong sales, shipments of all towable RVs have been up. They're up about 11%, led by travel trailers. But I'll tell you, the biggest seller, okay, shipments of all motorhomes are up 13% over the past year. And within that category, Class B motorhomes or van campers, which retail from, well, I suppose you can find used ones from under 20 to $150,000 plus, they are up 35%. Class B up 35%. That small motorhome lifestyle that we talk about. Class A, the big conventional skyscraper motorhomes, they range, you know, from 50 grand to a million. They were up 17%. Class C, which are kind of a mix between a B and an A, and they start about 50 grand up to 150. They were up 8%. But Class B sales are up an amazing 35%. Other news, National Park Service has announced their list of free days. In other words, you get free admission to all their parks for 2015. There are 9 days this year. The first one was January 19th, Martin Luther King Day, but coming up in just a couple of weeks, the President's Day weekend, February 14th through the 16th, free admission to any national park. Then April 18th and 19th, that is kind of the traditional opening weekend. It's called National Park Week around the country, April 18th and 19th. August 25th, National Park Service's 99th birthday. They'll be given free admissions that day. On September 26th, National Public Lands Day, and on November 11th, Veterans Day. So I'll tell you what, again, there's a link to all of that under the show notes, roadtrekking.com/20. If you are in Alabama over the next few weeks, there's free camping there at Alabama State Parks, February 8th through the 12th. During customer appreciation days, campers can stay for up to 5 nights based on the availability of campsites. Free camping applies to all of their improved and their primitive sites, not for extended stay campers. That's like really long term. And they ask if you would do it. They'd like a day of reservations. You can do that or you can call ahead of time, but they're free. Park Service also offering 50% off lodging at parks and hotels, and that is in Alabama. So that's a pretty cool thing. Also in the news, Winnebago, they have announced a recall of several hundred 2013 through 2015 Winnebago Mini travel trailers. And if these were made from May 7th, 2012 to November 13th, 2014, also 2013 to 2015 Sunnybrook Remington and BHS travel trailers made from May of 2013 to November of 2014. The axle may contact the back black liquid propane tank pipe fitting, and that could be a fitting cracking or breaking issue. So if that propane pipe fitting cracks or breaks, propane could leak, and that's a risk of a fire. So anyway, they are notifying all owners. If you have one, you should receive it if it's new. If you've bought a used one, you may want to be aware of this. And the remedy is still under development, so we don't know how they're going to fix it. They've not yet provided a notification schedule, but you can contact Winnebago Towable. Best I can tell is about 700 units are affected by that. And I'll have a link to the recall notice on my show notes, roadtrekking.com/20. So there you go. That's what we've got coming up for this weekend. Hopefully that you are out there and about, and here's something that will help you even do that even better. Let me tell you about a really cool app from Camping World. Now, Camping World, you know, the most trusted name in RV sales and equipment and accessories, has introduced the Camping World mobile app. And this is an all-in-one app. It provides quick and easy access to shop thousands of RVs, camping and outdoor products, as well as RVs for sale straight from your phone. You can also conveniently locate the nearest Camping World Supercenter or any of their 100-plus stores nationwide and receive directions on how to get there. And while you're shopping from your mobile device, you can view detailed product information and read customer-submitted product reviews. If you're in the market for a new rig, you can view thousands of RVs for sale across the country. RV listings include vehicle information to, you know, you'd want to know before you buy. And you can email, print, or share via social media straight from the app. So don't forget that app from Camping World. And don't forget Good Sam. You can learn all about the Good Sam Club from that app as well. Roadside assistance and all of their other RVing member services. If you have any questions or issues, get in touch with their customer service representative. Be safe and continue to camp on.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV Tech Tip of the Week.
All right. I want to talk to you about a problem that a lot of us have. And when we travel, we have all of these different devices, right? You've got cell phones, you've got iPads. Many also have a laptop, and some of you have multiple devices because, you know, you have one, your wife or your partner has another one. So What do you do when you're on the road for a long period of time? You know, you're using campground Wi-Fi, maybe you have a data card, whatever it is, and you've got all this stuff coming with all these laptops. You know, the typical household these days has 5 devices, and you have critical data on all of them, and you're traveling. You don't want to lose your photos or any of the videos that maybe you took, or you want to keep track of anything you've written along the line or sharing ebooks, all that stuff. How do you back that stuff up and share it when you're on the road? Well, you use the cloud. And I have a service for you. That you need to do. Everybody needs to have backup. I mean, we've all heard the horror stories of what happens when a hard drive crashes, or when you have a lost or stolen laptop, or you drop and break your smartphone. I get asked all the time, how can I back up and protect my data? Well, here is the answer for you. And I got a great deal I want to pass along on it. It's iDrive. iDrive. Small I and the word drive all together. iDrive, what it does is it secures your files from any disaster. And I'm talking your personal photos, your business files, a backup of your family, your business computers, your smartphones. They call it universal online backup. And this does all of that. All of those different devices back up into one single iDrive account. And it works with PCs. It works with Macs. It works with iPhones, iPads, Android devices. Universal access by any of your devices. They give you military-grade encryption to keep everything safe. You get a terabyte of backup. That's a lot. Normally, now here's where the cool part. I'm just passing that information along, but I've been talking with these folks, and I've got a really cool deal for listeners to this podcast. Normally, that would cost $59.50 for a year, a really good price, under $60 for a whole year of protection. But here is the best part. Because of just for a limited time only, these guys said that I can tell them that if you sign up today, you can save 75% off that cost for the first year. Now, you have to go to a special address to get the discount. They set it all up for us. You go to roadtrekking.com/iDrive. That's a small I in the word drive. So no matter what happens to your hard drive or computer, wherever you are, and all you need to do is access the internet, it will back everything up. With iDrive, you're safe and secure. You know you're not going to lose those photos or that data. Everything backed up in the cloud. So again, if you want to try that, go to roadtrekking.com/iDrive. That's a small I and the word drive. roadtrekking.com/iDrive. So that's our traveling tech of the week. And this portion of the podcast brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the nation's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. So did you get a shiny new smartphone or a brand new tablet for the holidays? Maybe you picked up a new one just for the RV. Well, the Verizon Wireless Midwest Area team has 3 ways that you can do more with your device, and they're sharing that. Here's some tips they pass along. Number one, get a new app. You can download something like NFL Mobile today, and you can catch every play of Sunday's big game, even the commercials. Oh boy, yeah. You know, when you want to watch the Super Bowl, you want to watch those commercials, right? All right, there you go, because that's the $1 million commercials. So you can catch every one of those with the NFL Mobile app, no matter where you are. Is that cool? Number two tip from the Verizon Midwest team, get a new phone case. Listen, we drop our phones. I have a friend, Chad Neff, over at American RV. He saw the case I had on mine. I don't have a really heavy one on mine. I have the iPhone 6 Plus. It's just kind of like a little, a little plastic container. I like it a lot. He got that, and he said the first day he had it, he dropped it and shattered his phone. So it was a wake-up call for me, too. So get a new phone case. Find a case that matches your style. Remember to sign up for Verizon's Total Mobile Protection. That way, when you smash them up, you can get your device protected from all the mishaps that happen as we travel about. And their third tip, sign up for workshops. Yes. Yeah. So many people are unaware of this. Verizon, and there's Verizon stores all over it, they have workshops. So if you need some help in mastering your new phone, there are so much today's phones can do. Just sign up for a free workshop at your local Verizon store, and they'll give you personalized hands-on training from one of their mobile experts, and you can take your mobile experience to the next level. I've got a link to where you can go to learn about those tips and more. Just go to roadtrekking.com/VZW. That's roadtrekking.com/VZW for stories about how technology can enhance and how it can improve your life. Hey, one of the things I promised that I would play for you is a quick little excerpt of an interview we did this past weekend as we were gathered around and having fun in the snow up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Now, we took a lot of razzing from all of our friends who were out there and wanting to know, well, how can you possibly enjoy the winter weather out there? It's too cold to go camping. Oh, I'm going to only go to Florida. So when Jan Seiner, road trekking reporter Jan Seiner, my pal, and I decided we're going to do this thing, we just put it up on the blog, on the roadtrekking.com blog, and you know, if you want to come, come meet us. We called it a no rules rally because we had no rules, no name tags, no agenda, whatever we wanted to do. We just said we'll have a campfire every night. We can eat together if we want, and we'll just play in the snow. And 25 people in 14 different RVs showed up. The people at the Tequamanon Falls State Park in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, one of the few state parks, by the way, open in the wintertime in the upper Midwest, they were so nice to us. They even let us borrow free snowshoes that we used for a great hike that we took. They were stopping by, checking up on us. They plowed out every site. There's 30 inches of snow on the ground. You needed it plowed. And we had a ball. So on our last night there, the temperature was going to drop down into zero or below Fahrenheit, very cold. And we were all gathered around a campfire. And so I just took out the recorder and, well, here, you come with us around the campfire in the Tequamanon Falls State Park on our winter campout. So here we are gathered around a campfire on a night that the temperature is supposed to get to how low tonight?
One degree.
Below zero, 1 degree, and we have people from as far away as
Atlanta, Georgia.
And we have people as young as
8 years old.
And as old as how old?
71.
And we come from all sorts of different walks of life, all sorts of different backgrounds, and yet we share this one neat thing. This love of adventure and of road trekking. And road trekking is an experience. You don't even have to have a road trek to do it. Isn't that right?
That is absolutely true.
This is?
Kiki!
And Kiki, what are you camping in?
My car.
Your car. And Kiki also has a love of the outdoors, and particularly the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
I do. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan has everything you need for outdoor adventure, outdoor relaxation, and just enjoying the great outdoors.
And the beauty of this thing is that we can be just about anywhere, no matter what the temperature is, and still be comfortable.
You bet we can. I've had no problems at all this weekend. I've been very comfortable.
Sleeping in her car. Now, most of us are in a road trek, right?
Yes.
Tell us about your road trek.
It's a 2010 190P.
And?
I love it. And I'm cozy with my two dogs. I've had it for, 3 years now? Almost four?
Now, have you ever camped in the wintertime before?
Never. Not even in a tent or anything else.
So to all those crazy people who say, oh, it's much too cold, you can't possibly have fun, what would you say to them after doing this?
I would
this?
Say all you need to do is have enough propane for your furnace or a little ceramic heater and a couple of dogs and a couple of sleeping bags and you're warm as toast.
Now, we are out here, and it's a pretty cold night. We've got a big fire going. And Jan Seiner, who is one of our road trekking reporters, Jan, you and I expected that there would be like four people besides you and me that would do this, right?
Well, I was a little less optimistic. I thought there was going to be four people, including you and me.
Now, this is what we called a no-rules gathering, which meant there was also no organization. We just said, we're coming. Who's coming? And some people said they were, and some people said they weren't, and they just showed up anyway.
That's exactly right. We put the word out, and a whole bunch of people showed up, so it's pretty awesome.
Now, we are in Tequamanon Falls State Park. It's there's actually two campgrounds here, but the one that is open in the winter is the Lower Falls. And many of us today were able to make a visit to the Lower Falls. And tell us how we did that. How did we get to the Lower Falls?
We went snowshoeing.
And your name?
Tara.
And Tara, you're from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
And have you ever seen snow before?
I've seen snow, but I have never seen this much snow in my life.
All total.
All total, yes.
And did you have any trouble at all? Have you been uncomfortable this weekend, even though it's getting cold? And you're a southern girl, and here you are camping in the Upper Peninsula with 30 inches of snow on the ground.
No, I haven't been uncomfortable at all. It's been awesome.
So what advice, folks, would you give to those who think that you just should put your road truck in storage?
Oh, no. I'm a newbie to all of this. I never liked winter till I got here, and I've tried snowshoeing for the first time, and it was incredible. So,
tell us your name.
It's Malou, and I'm totally enjoying it. This is a wonderful weekend.
And Malou, where are you from?
I'm from southwestern Ontario.
And have you ever camped in the wintertime before?
No, not like this. Absolutely not.
Now, you folks listening to the podcast can't see Malou. It's dark. We're in just lit by a firelight here. And she has the coolest hat. It's a knit hat that's in the shape of a raccoon.
Yes. I love my raccoon, and I have the mitts to go with it. And it's warm. It's all wool, and it's a beautiful hat, and it's kept me warm all weekend.
Okay, so when you told people you were going up camping in the Upper Peninsula in January, what did they say?
Oh, you're crazy. You don't like winter. You're crazy. But I'm loving every minute of it.
This is the coolest part. A new guy that you're going to meet on the Road Trekking blog is Jim. And Jim is here with his wife, Rhonda.
Hey, how you doing?
So how are you enjoying winter camping?
This is the first winter campsite that we've been in forever, I think.
Yes.
And it's awesome. It's like going on a walk in the woods and seeing all of nature and then going home, sitting inside your truck, getting warm, cooking dinner, going to bed, playing with friends in the daytime. It's awesome.
Playing with friends outside in the snow, like a kid.
Yes.
And none of us are kids. Let's go to our resident youpers. Tell us who you guys are.
I'm Dick.
And I'm Colleen.
And you guys live, youpers, for those of you who are listening to us in the far reaches of cyberspace on the podcast, the youpers refer to those who are natives of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the UP, hence youpers. And you guys live in Marquette, which is probably the biggest city in the UP, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And it's about a 2-hour drive from where we are.
A little bit over 2 hours. So.
And Tuquamenon Falls is where we are now. You guys are much more used to winter than most of the people here. What's the secret to enjoying the outdoors in the wintertime?
I think if you dress warm and you like being out with people, it's just lots of fun.
I think the important thing is that you embrace the season you live in. And in the Upper Peninsula, if you don't embrace the winter, it gets very long. And so we just enjoy being out doing a whole variety of things, and this is our first experience road trekking with all our friends, and just like some people find the unusual Kirkland Warbler, a lot of our friends discovered a youper this weekend.
Yeah, you guys met a youper, and it's been pretty amazing. How have you guys enjoyed this?
We've had a great time. I would say I was someone who had stayed inside during the winter. Maybe when I was younger, I did stuff outside, and this has been a rebirth for my interest in being outside in the winter. It's been great.
Now, I see you here, of course, our podcast listeners that just have you in your ears, so tell them who you are.
I'm Patty from Central Ohio.
And with Patty is Tom Burkett. Tom, you were on one of our Off the Beaten Path reports on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and here you are in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Yes, indeed. And I have to say hats off to the crew up here at this campground because they've done a great job hosting us here. They've plowed sites and helped us with trash issues, and they're very excited to see us because they don't get a lot of visitors in the wintertime, and it's been a great experience, and glad to give them a little support.
That's great. Well, let me bring in my traveling companion, lifelong traveling companion, and the boss of roadtrekking.com, Jennifer. Jennifer, as we get, we've been up here all weekend. What's your thoughts on this weekend?
This has been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the snowshoeing. I've never done that before, and I look forward to doing it again.
All right. So to all those people who think we're crazy, well, I guess we kind of are, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But are we going to do this next year?
Yeah.
All right. Same weekend, same place, Tuquamenon Falls, the Upper Peninsula, wintertime. Yeah. Road trekkers, you do not have to hibernate in the wintertime, and you don't have to go to Florida. Come up and play in the snow. Snow is meant to be played for.
Say goodbye. Florida in February.
Bye. Go to February. Yeah, Florida in February after coming up here. Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path,
a unique road trekking RV podcast travel suggestion
you probably won't find in a guidebook.
Here's Mike.
Well, thank you very much, and we want your off-the-beaten-path reports, too. What is an off-the-beaten-path report? Well, it's someplace that maybe you don't find in a guidebook. Maybe it's something that is brand new to the whole idea of RVing. You never would have expected it if you hadn't been a little bit off the beaten path. Maybe it's a museum. Maybe it's a character that you met. Maybe it's an adventure you had. All you have to do is go to roadtrekking.com on the far right-hand side of the screen of our blog. There is a little black band that says send voicemail. Just click that and you use the microphone in your computer to send us your report. You can play it back, and if you're not happy with it, you can re-record it and send it again. If you send me a report and I use it on the air, I will send you a free road trekking hat. All the cool kids wear those. And here's our road trekking report for this weekend. It comes from Stan.
This is Stan Edwards, and my off-the-beaten-path trip took us to Cataloochee Campground, located in the historic Cataloochee Valley, a relatively remote part of the Smoky Mountain National Park. A number of years ago, elk were reintroduced into the area, and the bugling of these majestic animals brought a thrill. Be prepared to boondock. There are no hookups or communications connectivity in these dense woods. Reservations are required.
What's on your RV bucket list?
Maybe the place Mike has for you now on this week's Road Trekking Destination of the Week.
Well, we are going to take you to Big Bend National Park in Texas. This is one of many people's absolutely favorite parks. And as the weather starts to warm up in the springtime here, this is a great spot to go. Our buddy Camp Skunk has a report on the blog. I'll put a link under show notes for this episode, roadtrekking.com/20, and you can see some photos that Camp Skunk took there. This is like one of his favorite places. In fact, Camp Skunk, who does nothing but boondock, says this is one of his 10 most breathtaking boondock spots. And it's a unique location, the Big Bend National Park. And Camp Skunk tells us there's actually three campgrounds, regular campgrounds in the park. There's Cottonwood, there's Rio Grande Valley, and both of them are on the river. There's the Chusos Basin Campground up in the mountains. But he says they're very crowded and they're full of people running their generators all day and night during peak season. So if you have the ability to boondock, in other words, to camp off the grid, stay for without having to plug into electricity or get running water, and if you want to experience incredible solitude rarely found in the 48 states, his recommendation is to drive into the park and check at the Panther Junction Visitor Center for dispersed camping. That's another word for boondocking, dispersed camping. And by the way, if you have a senior pass for the national park, which you should get, I think it's, if you're over 55, you can get them there, like $10 a year, and then you get free park admission. That's a great deal. They do charge a dispersed camping permit fee, and it's good for 14 days for $5. Come on, what a deal that is. See why we like to boondock? $5 for 14 days. So it's as close to free camping as you can get. And dispersed camping, again, it's semi-organized. I mean, this is a national park, after all. You can't just wander off into the wilderness and set up camp wherever. But so there are designated locations for dispersed camping, and you sign up for them at the Panther Junction Visitor Center. The good thing about this arrangement is some of these, like Croton Springs, are clusters of a few sites. So you might have neighbors, and some of them, like Government Spring, are blissfully alone, says Camp Skunk. Nobody can camp anywhere near you. They have some photos that they took, and it's just spectacular country. We'll put a link to the whole park map on there as well. And you can find that. So if you go, and remember, if you're going to disperse camp or boondock, pack in everything you need. There's, and at Big Bend, in these dispersed areas, there are no grocery stores worthy of the name, south of a town called Fort Stockton. And you can get gas, but it's very expensive in the park. So you want to stock up and have a full tank before you go. You should know that as well. And there you go. Check the weather forecast so it's not too hot. And he says, Camp Skunk says, don't go in March. That this, all those little landlocked college spring breakers, they seem to head to Big Bend. And Camp Skunk says they make it uninhabitable for anybody else. So we're all too old for that foolishness. So he says, don't go in March. But February's a good time. April's a good time. And then it gets pretty hot in the summertime. But the Big Bend National Park, that's where you want to go. And that is our bucket list destination of the week. Okay, a couple of things here. We're going to spend the next few weeks introducing you to other people who do what Jennifer and I do. We travel North America in our RV, our Road Trek RV, and we tell stories about the interesting people and places that we meet along the line. And we have, of course, this podcast, and we have the blog, the roadtrekking.com blog. But there are others out there I want you to meet, too, that are living this same sort of lifestyle. And I want you to meet them because you can do this, too. Now, you might not be a blogger and you might not be a podcaster, but you can still enjoy this near full-time life on the road in an RV. What's it like? It's not just for retirees. And the first couple I'm going to have you meet is Jason and Kristen Snow. They have a blog called Snow Mads, from their last name, and they are traveling around the country in a small little Class A called the Trek. And we met them a few weeks ago at an RV show, and I got a chance to talk to them, and I want you to meet Jason and Kristen Snow.
One of the neatest things about doing this road trekking blog and the podcast is meeting other people who do the same thing. And now you get to meet the Snow Mads. Jason and Kristen Snow, that's their last name, and they are called the Snow Mads. They are, as it is described on their blog, a fun-loving, down-to-earth couple living life on thousands of roads a year with three canine sidekicks, all in search of the next extraordinary story to tell. Boy, does that sound like what I do. That's probably why I like these people, because they are addicted to travel and adventure. And like me, I think they have found that the RV is just the vehicle. It's the experience that what we're all after about. The RV takes us there. And they are going to take off on a trek, T-R-E-K. It's not like our road trek. This one is 27 feet long, and you get to meet them right now on the podcast, Kristen and Jason Snow. Hi, guys.
Hi, Mike. Hi. Thanks for having us.
Now, we almost met a year ago because you have been into restoring Airstreams, right?
We had a 1965 Airstream. We found it in a barn. It was basically rotted from the inside out, and we stripped it completely down to the bare metal and rebuilt it to be a higher-end coach on the inside with a lot of the modern luxuries, but still that cool vintage style on the outside.
Now, we were in Knoxville, Tennessee. We were going to catch up with you one time. We had an appointment. Everything was all set, and I think a storm or something came through, but we never made it. And then here we are. We happen to be now in Louisville, Kentucky at the National RV Trade Show. And these guys are here as big stars because they are going to take off for the next year and live on the road as the Snow Mads. And you are traveling in, tell us what, it's called a Trek, but what is it? It's a brand new motorhome.
It's a brand new motorhome. It's the Trek. The Trek is used to be Safari. And when Safari went out of business, they were purchased by ARG, the Allied Recreation Group, and they're bringing the Trek back. It's one of the most popular RVs that was made. It's a small coach. It's a 26-foot, and we're super excited about it.
Originally, we were looking at Class Bs, but being that we have a 60-pound, a 20-pound, and a 10-pound dog, we didn't think we could fit that many people in a van comfortably and work because we work from home. So we decided we'd step up a little bit, and we started looking at Class As to see what was out there that was smaller that we could still fit in the state national parks that we love to go to and boondock, because boondocking is a big part of what we love to do. And we found a couple that really fit our needs, and then they introduced us to this, and we haven't looked back. It's perfect for what we do.
When do you guys take off?
We should start in January in this RV. Right now we're in an in-between RV, just kind of biding our time until we can get into this and really hit the roads and head out there.
Now, one of the things I really like about Kristen and Jason is that they have this sense of adventure. They like to boondock. But where you guys are different than a lot of the other RVers that we have met is that you're fairly young. In fact, you're really young. How old are you guys?
We're both going to be 32 this year.
32, but already three kids in the form of dogs, canines. Yeah, the dogs. Do you know that 90, I think I'm off maybe by a percentage or two, but almost 93% of all RVers RV. One of the top five reasons is because they can take their pets with them.
I believe it. We actually picked this RV because it was dog friendly. Yeah. It has a lot of room in the back. The bed raises up in the bedroom and gives you a large open, they call it the trek room, but it's a recreation room that you can outfit to suit your needs.
A recreation room for dogs.
Yeah. And we're thinking it'll be a great place to have our dog beds during
the night. Guys are going to the Tampa show, right?
Yes.
The Tampa Super RV show. Okay, so one of the first stories I did when I was there was called Stroller Dogs. You guys got to copy this story because it's unbelievable. You go, and these people actually dress their dogs in costumes, and they carry them around in dog strollers.
I believe it.
I completely believe it.
We swore we'd never dress a dog up.
Don't do that.
Well, we have a 10-pound Chihuahua who's from Arizona, and when we're in cold climates, he just can't acclimate. Yeah. So we have had to dress him up. We do not have a stroller, though.
But he doesn't have designer clothes, right?
No. It's a purely functional sweater.
All right. I'll go with that. But the rest of this, I'm going to get all this email from dog lovers. My dog wears costumes. Okay, I'm happy for your dog. All right, but you guys are going to hit the road. Tell us where you're going and what kind of things you're going to do. Young couple in a trek.
The first major trip that we have planned for next year is Alaska. We have wanted to do Alaska our entire lives, and we feel like this is the year to do it. We've heard tell that a lot of other people are making this journey. So if anyone else is and wants to meet up next summer, 2015, we will be in Alaska. We're going to go with a couple other friends of ours. Gone with the Winds are heading up there with us.
All right, you almost have me. Just here's my arm. Just twist it a little bit. They're twisting. We're actually thinking of going.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, I'm not into organization.
We aren't either. We haven't even started planning yet. We know we need to a little for gas and stops.
But we don't have to wear name tags, do we?
No.
Promise?
No. Well, okay. That way when we get in trouble, no one remembers that it was us that did it.
That's right. See why I like these people? So you're heading to Alaska. That's a pretty ambitious trip. What's the longest one you've done before?
We did Route 66 this year in the span of about a month, and that was a fantastic drive. We had so much fun. Met so many people from all over the world doing the same drive. And we feel like the essence of Route 66 is coming back. People are starting to see it for what it was and what it still is and really bonding over that experience.
Jason, what's been your favorite trip so far?
My favorite trip was going up through the mountains in Colorado. We drove all the way up Mount Evans, which is one of the 14,000 footers. We took our Airstream. It was at that point we decided probably need to find a new home for the Airstream.
This is the restored Airstream.
The restored 50-year-old Airstream.
Yeah.
But it was an absolutely beautiful drive. The scenery was just breathtaking.
Yeah, we did the same thing. We towed in our Sprinter Class B van. We towed a 21-foot travel trailer up and down the Rockies.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So that was your favorite trip. You got Alaska. What, if you had to describe your purpose out there on the road, what is it, Kristen?
I think our purpose that we've kind of figured out for ourselves over a year of travel is we like to live as locals while we travel. So when we get to an area, we try to find what it is about that place that makes us so special and really immerse ourselves in it for as long as we're there. We're not just doing the tourist attractions. We're going to a local restaurant and saying, what's great around here? What do you love about this town or this community? And then we try to feel it and experience it for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it makes us feel less like we're missing out on community while we're on the road because we create it everywhere we go.
And we try and pass that on to other travelers as we go. You know, we all pass information back and forth. Where should we go? Where should we eat? Where should we go have a beer? And that's one of the reasons that we do our blog, is to try and pass that information on.
Tell us your blog, and we'll put a link as well.
Sure. Snowmads is just kind of a mind dump of everything that we love about traveling and trying to help other people. We find that a lot of people inspired us as we were starting this journey and gave us the confidence that we could do this. And so we're trying to pay that forward a little bit by giving some tips, talking about the places we love to go, general RVing information, just trying to give people a sense of what it really is like to travel without being too narrowed in on one particular topic.
Now, at the age of 32, you should be carving out a career for yourself. You should be making babies. You should do all these things. And you guys are choosing to hit the road.
Mm-hmm. We do have careers.
We do.
We went to college and put in a solid decade in the corporate world and decided...
You're working from the road.
Yeah. Yep. But we decided after about a decade of working in an office that we could probably take our talents out on the road and still be able to sustain a career. So through freelancing and working with small businesses, we're able to keep their costs lower because we don't have the overhead. We live in an RV. So we don't have a fancy office that we have to pay for. And, you know, we kind of pass that along to them as a thank you for supporting this lifestyle that we love so much.
And I'm lucky to work for a company that allows its employees to work from wherever they want. be completely nomadic.
We can say where you work for, right?
Oh, definitely.
Jason works for WordPress. And for those of you who are into technology and those of you who do blogging, those of you who are entrepreneurs, if you're an entrepreneur, you know WordPress because that is what we build all of our platforms on.
That's right.
This blog that, that this podcast is based from is a WordPress blog. It's and if I can figure this out, anybody can figure it out. And Jason, you have the best title of a job. You guys got to hear this guy's title of his job. Tell us what your title is.
I'm a happiness engineer.
A happiness engineer. Isn't that a great thing to say that you do?
It is. And honestly, if people have problems setting up their blogs, that's what we're there for. We're there to make it easier and make sure that at the end of the day, they're happy.
And you guys are connecting on the road. How do you connect?
We have a couple different cell phone plans. We have one on AT&T and one on Verizon. We use a hotspot to connect. Occasionally we have Wi-Fi, but not often. We tend not to stay in regular RV parks. We tend to do a lot of state and national parks and boondocking. So we just kind of rely on the cell phone signal. And a lot of times we'll go out and work in public. We'll go to a coffee shop. A lot of bars have great Wi-Fi, which sounds silly. But if you only have one or two drinks, you're still pretty productive out there. And, you know, nobody's getting upset that we're out drinking if we can contain ourselves. You know?
Now, and we should point out that actually you're doing microbrewers, right?
Yes. A lot of the time,
So it's more the tasting part than the effect part.
Exactly.
It's part of the travel experience. You have to taste the local brew.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. I can't wait to hook up with you. And I really think Alaska sounds pretty cool. You're going with the Winds as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've not met them in person. We've changed email. We've almost met a couple of times. And they're pretty cool people, too. There's a neat little cadre of people like Jennifer and I. And now you just met Jason and Kristen, who are out there on the roads enjoying life. And yeah, we love RVs. We love these things. But it's the vehicle. It isn't so much the technical part of it. It's the vehicle that lets us experience this great North American continent and the wonderful people here. And you just met two of them, podcast listeners. Nice to have Jason and Kristen Snow.
Thank you. Thanks so much, nice Mark. To meet you, too.
The Snowman.
Traveling North America in a Class B motorhome. This has been Road Trekking the Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for next week? Click the send voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there. Road Trekking. Road Trekking.
Well, so ends another jam-packed episode of Road Trekking the RV Podcast. I'm hoping I can hear from you in the next week. Send in your comments, your questions, your off-the-beaten-path reports. Just use that voicemail message on the right side of your screen at roadtrekking.com. That's what this is all about, you know, this RV lifestyle. Us sharing with each other this love we have for this country and the open road and the adventures that our RVs allow us to have. I want to thank everyone for who has taken the time to leave a review for this podcast and a rating. This really is important to us as we're trying to let people know that this podcast is out there. And having you leave us a rating and a review with iTunes is really, really critical for us getting that notice that we need. You can find out how to do that at the bottom of the show notes page, roadtrekking.com/20. I show you how to do it, how to go to iTunes and leave a review. And I always like to let you know that I read every single one and how encouraging they are. Here's some that came in this past week. This is from G. Paz. He says, I'm interested in RV living and travel. This podcast is not only informative, but entertaining, and I look forward to listening to it every week. Yui writes, Mike Wendland has put together a podcast that all RVers will love. I look forward to it every Wednesday, filled with people and places that inform and inspire. A reader called 33118 says, this is the most informative source for RVs that I have found. If you own a road trek or any other kind of RV, you'll learn more from this podcast than anywhere else. Mini Vertible says, I've been following Mike and Jennifer's blogs for years. Now I can simply put my iPhone in my pocket and go about my day while listening to the latest trekking news. Thank you for another great way to learn. And Take Action says, my family and I are planning an RV adventure in the next few months, and we've learned so much from Mike and his wife, Jennifer. The level of detail that goes into the show is admirable, and the information is out of this world. Keep up the great work, guys. We'll continue to listen and look forward to seeing you on the road in the spring. Thank you all for taking the time to leave that rating and review. We sure appreciate it.
Now remember, if you'd like to have your voice heard and be a part of the podcast, you can record a voicemail message. Click the right-hand button on the roadtrekking.com website. Please follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/roadtrekking. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at roadtrekking. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. New episodes every Wednesday. Till the next time, I'm Mike Wendland, road trekking across North America. Thanks for putting me in your ear.